Blog Talk Radio.
Only if he answers.
Hello, Stuart.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Okay, wait just a minute. We're on live now. Say again, Larry. It wouldn't let me in for a while. It kept giving me a busy signal. I guess it's too busy to let the co-host on. Oh, yeah. They're censoring. I don't know what people aren't doing anything about it. So, you know, the Lord did say the night comes when you can't work because these murderous communists who hate Jesus Christ with a passion are going to rise up and rule for a little while. They're going to wish, of course, they never had been born, but you can't tell them that. They're going to go ahead and do what they got to do, and Jesus Christ has to do to them what he has to do, and they're not going to like it. In fact, I'll go further than that. Even the most staunch of Christians would be pleading with the Lord, don't do that to these people. Don't do that to these people. It's that horrific. And but you can't tell them that. They're idiots. And they love their power, and we're watching it all over the nation, and the American people have just succumbed, and there's no chance for them. They more or less have given the finger to the Lord, even the Christians, basically, because they will not do what the Lord told them to do, and they've invented their own theologies. Most of them hate biblical prophecy. They don't even know who America is. And so anyway, it is what it is. Where would you like to start, Larry?
Well, we could start with something really interesting. Z3 News, and I posted it on my blog today, and I sent you a copy of the second season of the Dead Zone in 2003, they had an absolute coronavirus script exposed on that 2003 TV show. And you watch the video. I mean, it's like they were just foretelling where this was going.
This has all been scripted for a long, long time. There are a number of videos out, actually, that deal with this kind of thing. There's one called Virus. We got one called Contagion. There's all kinds of them that were produced, and it's all been scripted pretty well. This one is called Virus. Another one, Right at Your Door. There's just all kinds of these that have been produced, and we have long said that Hollywood is telling you what they're going to do. It's just that the people evidently are too naive or too unbelieving. I don't know what the problem is. They just don't believe any of this. This is coming. I want to get into some earth changes. What about this mic from around the world and this debris field we're supposed to be moving into? As of next Tuesday, says May 12th. What's your take on that? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've been following a number of asteroid reports. Matter of fact, we just had one come within 9,000 miles of the Earth and just whizzed by before we even noticed it. And it was the size of a vehicle, a car. And they're saying that, matter of fact, they're saying now that a number of the asteroids that are incoming seem to be interstellar. In other words, interlopers into our solar system, but they won't connect it up with anything beyond that. They stop with, they're from somewhere, another star system, and they're coming in, and they're not the normal and usual ones.
Yeah, and then we've got this Halley's Comet debris field coming up, I think, on the 12th or whatever it is. And, of course, we have a full moon as well. It's the last of the supermoons coming in about that same time. And then a fellow came on YouTube and said that if you follow the dating given by the Bible for the Noah's flood, it's the same time as May 12th, I guess, somewhere in that area. So this could get very, very interesting, because remember when the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And a lot of that has already come true. So whether the rest of this will, who knows? But the flood of Noah was, of course, kind of a sudden destruction upon the world. And Jesus warned about a sudden destruction coming again. But this is interesting, because it says Mike from around the world has now said that the debris field will begin to move in earnest as of next Tuesday, May 12th, and it will carry iron oxide and brimstone with it. 60 days later, a more intense storm will follow. And by fall, when the virus is said to return, the biggest debris field will begin to come in. This is when the prophecy of the trees and grass burning should take place. The first angel sounded his trumpet, so I don't know whether that's true or not, because we don't really know where we are. I'd like your comment on this one. 24 earthquakes. This is Hawaii. You remember, it goes by the numbers here. It's a magnitude 3.9. Then he goes to the numbers. 3.9, of course, is a 39, which is a 13 plus 13 plus 13. It's the sixth prime. It's a triple rebellion, basically. Location is 18 kilometers south of, which is another 666. And nine people felt the reports. And it's all along that area, it appears, where I think Stan was one of the ones who said he was afraid part of Hawaii could break off and just go into the ocean, if I remember right. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And he's very concerned because he says that it's not solid ground under the Hawaiian Islands. It's honeycombed with lava tubes. And he says if the right one shakes, that all of that could break off and just begin to collapse in on itself. And he was very concerned. And by the way, I've seen reports in the last few months, people are worried about that volcano, you know, on the island of Hawaii, that they say if a section breaks off and goes into the ocean, it will bring a tsunami.
Yes. I had a friend of mine who was a mountain climber. And he used to climb Mount Rainier very often. And that whole mountain, he says, is just rotten. And it could implode upon itself anytime. And we've got all these warnings, of course. Yellowstone's acting up. The Long Valley caldera. We got all those flights that they were making, trying to map out all of the magma movements that were going on, and then all of a sudden they're very, very quiet. So have you heard anything more from your friend? I know we did get a 7.0 earthquake within a couple days after what he said.
Yeah, you know, he sent me that warning and said that within 3 days we would see another big quake. And of course we're talking about that sensitive, as I call him, in California, who is usually always right. And by the way, only a couple of days went by, and then boom, this morning I posted the 7.0, you know, in Indonesia. So he was right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think we're in a lot of trouble. Not only do we have a debris field coming in, but somebody posted, and I tried to find it. I can't vet it. That there is a highly magnetized, huge gravity or some sort of an anomalous object that is moving in to the near Earth right right now, I guess. But I haven't been able, and they wouldn't tell us anyway if something like that was coming in. Do you want to get on to Barry Rothman? He's been working on this because it's kind of in the same field of astronomy or aliens and whatnot. What's the latest that he's got?
Well, as people know, you know, I've been talking about the Ibrahimi meteorite, as they call it, and connections that Barry's been investigating with Wuhan, China, and the coronavirus. And he just came out with a brand new code. It's under construction as of May the 4th, and this is May the 6th. But the title is this: from this Torah code, he says, "Live alien embryo caused virus of Wuhan." And I posted that today on my blog so people can go to, his website and look at it, or they can look at it on my blog. And it's very interesting. And one thing Rothman said, he made a comment. He says, there is evidence that an alien embryo reached China and did cause COVID-19. And he's got the data of people to just go through all of that, the last four or five Torah codes that he's done in those matrix. But anyway, this new one, and he wrote it in red, he says, live alien virus. And it's 1 through 7 in the matrix, and here are the, I'll read them off and then you can comment. Number 1, live alien embryo. Number 2, Wuhan. Number 3, China. Number 4, Gilead. Number 5, the waiting hunger. Number 6, comet. Number 7, UFO.
Yeah, what UFO? Would that be the Nephilim connection?
Well, it certainly could. It could be the connection, because of the fact that Barry is also, on a previous one we talked about it, found the word Nephilim connected with the coronavirus and what we're watching happen around the world.
Yeah, this it obviously has been engineered from, and they obviously maybe had some help with this. But what's interesting is this wasting hunger. so are they saying that this Wuhan live alien embryo engineered virus is going to cause a massive hunger? Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, Stuart, I think that it already is beginning to do that with the agriculture products, et cetera. The industries around the world, a lot of them have had to shut down, and especially in America. And we are going to see, we're already seeing emptier aisles. And, of course, we know and understand that this coronavirus, for those of us that want to understand, we're aware the coronavirus is being used by the New World Order crowd to bring in what they want. And so being aware of that, we're also aware of the fact that it is collapsing America's economy and really the world's economy, which is what they also want. And it's bringing hunger. It's disrupting the supply chains of food all around the world, which brings hunger, which it dovetails into where we are and what this is all about. But on top of that, it says live alien embryo. And what are we hearing all the time now since this has erupted? We're hearing that they are simply not able to classify all the symptoms of the coronavirus, or this COVID-19, as they call it, because they're even finding out now children are getting it and getting infection inside their blood vessels. This thing is so anomalous that it's beyond description. And they really, even though they want to act like it's a flu or another influenza, they can't even classify it, Stuart, and I think that's because of the alien impact involved in it.
Yeah, it looks like it. He said the wetting, down below he's got a comment, the wetting and de-wetting behavior of biological nanostructures, and to a greater degree single molecules, is not well known, even though their contact with water is the basis for all biology. What he's talking about is it's a weird rock. The surface face takes away heat. It's so cold, water condenses onto it. even after the rock has been in room temperature for months. That sounds to me like a much lower radio frequency or frequency level, which is demonic in its nature.
Well,
and,
Stuart,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna comment. We're well aware of the fact, and we've talked to a number of people that are really experts in this field, how that demonic activity lowers the temperature. In other words, it comes from a low realm, and that activity. So, and you know, you remember me talking about a rock that was given to me up here to investigate, and I'll put it this way. I discerned it had an embedded spirit inside it. So I feel that we don't really know what's inside this rock. We know there's faces in it.
Yes. Yeah, very clear faces in a very clear embryo. Looks like a little human just beginning to get formed in one of the pictures he's got. Live alien embryo, he's got a thing encoded with Wuhan at the same skip. Gilead makes REM Decipher, I guess that's one of Fosse's. He makes a lot of money on this. Fosse is so compromised. It's an absolutely incredible. And now Trump just came on tonight and said, "No, we're going to keep the team going." Well, he's also said you got to take that vaccine. Now he's saying we're going to keep this Fosse, Burks group, and CDC and WHO going. He's been absolutely taken over by medical tyranny, and they're using it to destroy, as you just said, the United States. They're destroying the people. They're destroying the economy. They're destroying small business. They're destroying capitalism, and they're bringing in their New World Order digital social credit system. It's perfect for them, for what they have done. I just hope for their sake that the American people don't ever figure out what they've done to them. Because if they did, Fosse and Burks and the rest of them will be hanging from lampposts for treason. And that's really what they've done. They have committed high treason. And you can't tell me that they don't know about this. This has been engineered for a long time. Then you got ID 2020 and Bill Gates. And I just saw you posted it actually where Bill Gates is, said we're going to force the vaccine on everybody in the world if we have to. So here you go. I mean, how much more do the American people need? You're either going to take the vaccine or we put a bullet in your head or you go to the guillotine and you get your head cut off. But you are going to take the vaccine. Well, I got news for them. I'm not going to even take the test, let alone any vaccine. They want to kill you? Let them kill you, I guess. You do have the right, under the Bible, to protect your home and protect your family by force, if necessary. And these people, all of them, I don't care if it's the sheriff that shows up at your door, they're in total violation of the Bill of Rights and they're in total violation of the Constitution. And I'm so angry at our sheriff departments and our police, how they are, you know, basking in this authority they have. And it's just incredible to watch. Are these people so stupid, Larry, these police, that they haven't even read the Bill of Rights? They haven't read the Constitution? Or are they just women who will not, and I'm not meaning to insult ladies, but the way the Bible term uses it, cowards who cower before their superiors. Yes, sir, we'll carry out, even if they were told to go out and shoot people who won't take it, I think they will do it. I think it's gone that far now. And I don't know. What do you think about all this and the way they're behaving across the nation? It's not just isolated.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting how we're seeing, just for one example,
It's really a classic. The beauty shop operator in Dallas, Texas, that got arrested, and actually put in jail because she wouldn't apologize to the judge in his courtroom. That's not a violation of law. You don't have to apologize to a judge or even a cop. There's no law against not apologizing. And what's so funny about this is, Stuart, and a couple of experts, constitutional lawyers, came on this evening, and they said, number one, the governor of Texas that issued the guidelines closing the beauty shops have no legal authority to close beauty shops. And the judge has no legal authority to jail this woman for not apologizing in his courtroom. That's not a violation of law. So, Stuart, it's all a scam. It's all absolutely totalitarian. If people don't realize we've already crossed the line, then I guess America could go to hell with everything else, because we're headed there.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there is going to be a turnaround. There may be a slight delay. It depends on the Lord. But we are coming into the final phase of things, and I look at this as a judgment from God. As I posted on my website, the blog I did today, I think it's pretty obvious what's going on. And the Lord warned us all about this was coming. He said, if you don't do what I tell you, then this is what's going to happen to you. And it's happening. And then people, you know, we have a land of almost total illiterate apostates biblically. There are very, very few who actually sit down and do what the Lord told them to do to get familiar with you know, his word. They don't even know who America is. In fact, most people are still in denial about who America is, while the prophecies against the United States are being fulfilled just about daily. Yeah, it's just it's amazing to me. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. When you've got the police and the sheriff departments on the side of Fauci and Burks, what do you do? I mean, what we have here is a medical tyranny. And they don't have any authority. Nobody gave them authority. Certainly the American people did not. And, you know, we've got problems now with Trump. And what he's doing, and this thing is going to be around for a while, folks. I don't know what else to tell you, but we've lost our nation. And always remember, when the government takes power, it never gives it back. If you want to get this back, you'd have to go into an armed revolution. And if you go into an armed revolution, that's exactly what the New World Order wants for people to do. They want them to pick up arms and come out into the streets, because that gives them the excuse then to bring in the military. And instead of a medical martial law tyranny, we have a military tyranny. What's going on militarily before we close down? I know you've done some research on military moves. What's happening, particularly here in America?
Well, I was going to also make the remark on what you were talking about. You know, the people would like to think things are going to be a lot better, but I noticed an interview with Trey Gowdy this evening, and even he kind of smiled when I asked when we were going to see something about investigations into the bad guys, if you will, and that includes our own government. It includes our own Congress, you know, the House, and everything that's been done, and you know, the coup, and he kind of smiled and said, I don't really see anything ever coming of that. In other words, it's a freebie, and the coup's not over, and there's nobody going to stop it. And so anyway, I just wanted to make that remark, because I'll tell you what I feel like, Stuart. It's almost like we're not even really warning the American people anymore. We're just kind of chronicling, if you will, how the light switches are all turned off one at a time.
Yep, yep. Future historians is a good term for us. Because you got prophecy, and we know what it says, and now we're living through it. It's not that we didn't warn people it was coming. It's just that they don't believe it. Very few people actually believe biblical prophecy. I think they think it's all mythology and stupid stuff. Well, you're living through it, folks, and most of the people listening to Night Shadows already know and do take it seriously, but most of their neighbors do not. And plus, I guess we all have to go through this mess. And the draft is definitely being considered. I think it's going to come into power, and he's activating more and more military people for what? What's going on the home front? Are we going to have an invasion? I mean,
well,
the coronavirus 19 may not have worked as well as they thought. So what do they do next? Introduce a second wave? An invasion? Or what?
Well, you remember very well interviews you did with Red Elk and
yes.
Also the late Henry Gruber and what he said. So there's a valid prophetic report here and there of an invasion of America. And by the way, Hal Turner just put one up a couple days ago that says President Trump declared another national emergency. That's the number two now, by the way, over potential attacks on the U.S. power grid and steps to protect the bulk power system, the electric equipment across the USA. And by the way, I did find out recently that what we don't realize is a lot of China has bought into the American power grid and power systems and power companies, and they own a large portion of that. We didn't realize that China could just turn the lights off on their own, probably, and not even have to do a cyber attack. We're that stupid, Stuart. We have been set up so well by all the corrupt, traitorous government that has run this country for, a number of years now, that there's almost no way out of this box other than an intervention from the Creator himself.
Well, the only intervention I think the Creator's going to have is he's going to take out his people, and then he's going to slam the hammer down real hard on the American people and the world, as far as that goes. He's had enough. He more or less says so. Again, even in some of those prophecies, Larry, where they said, well, you were locked in. Did you repent? Did you start studying your Bible? No. So why give them any more time? How much more time do the American people need? I don't think they're going to ever repent. Their leaders don't even know what the repent means. They're so apostate, they don't even know who America is, let alone other nations. It's sad, that's all. Urgent. Stores notified of product and food outages lasting until late September. And all you got to do, folks, is go on Amazon, try to get some canned meat, and see what you run into. You were warned to stock up. I guess not too many people did. But anyway, what else you got, Larry, quickly?
Quickly, I'll just give you some rumors, okay? Just plain old ordinary rumors. And rumors defined as unproved fact. There's some backdoor information coming in from Dave Hodges, Steve Quayle, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, John Moore, and quite a few others. And here's just a few notes real quick. What you see and what you hear is not what's happening. And it appears that there is and without me saying too much, it's very possible that not as many of our military have the coronavirus as being reported, because we're about to go to war and they're coming home to fight. And also there's reports Chinese troops nearby ready for an invasion if the coronavirus does fail to bring down America. The draft is coming for an anticipated war. I'm just reading notes. The war is coming to the U.S., and China is readying now. As a matter of fact, Stuart, they just told their people and their generals, get ready for war with the USA. And by the way, if you read my blog today, you'll see that we are also, as fast as we can go, that the Trump group is manufacturing and putting to the field new weapons and getting them there quick as we can go, because we are about to be attacked.
Yep, I think People need to be heads up. All kinds of very interesting things are coming. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And Friday we will give you an update, if there's an update to be given. If we're still around, the night comes when you cannot work, Jesus said. Anyway, good night, folks.